Rabbi Fragi Kalis, 28th of July.
Here's the mistakes in Kriya
Sefer.
As you can tell from the sign, obviously I didn't choose the topics. I think it's quite apparent. Anybody who would give a shiur on the Indian of mistakes in Kriya Sefer and correcting Bal Koyre and why not to correct it, to give such a shiur, it's a person first, you'd have to be Meshuggah. Why have to be Meshuggah to give such a shiur? It's very simple. As we know, whenever there's a shaila that arises in Kriya Sefer or the like, so automatically something very interesting occurs. Right away, everybody becomes a Talmud Chacham. You ever notice that right away, whenever there's a shaila, whether it's in correcting the Bal Koyre, whether it's if the Sefer Torah came out incorrectly, if the person made a mistake in the brachas, and all the other cases where the person started the laning from the wrong spot, etc., and all the cases that occur, so everybody all of a sudden becomes a Talmud Chacham, and right away there's 14 different miles on what to do. And on Nebuch, the poor Bal Koyre, the poor Ilul HaTayra, he doesn't, for sure doesn't know what to do because there's 14 different turrets. So for me to give a shir against the, or four, or whatever, the 14, 20 Talmidei Chachamim, that's a kana. You have to take out a life insurance policy. Now the other option, the other problem in giving such a shir, which I would say is a much greater shir, much greater, is that, the emphasis is if you look on the side, it says in Lashon HaKodesh, what is the topic? The other ones, it's a Gervadeya. This one, it said the Inya Tefillah. So I would say that this topic is not right. The way it's written in Lashon HaKodesh, you should say it differently. The way you should say it is that tonight's topic is a Shaila of, how do you say this in a language? Inyanei Nefashis. Inyanei Pekuch Nefesh. Inyanei Sekhanis Nefashis. I don't mean Sekhanis Nefashis, that, you know, when the person, whenever the Balkari, when he makes a mistake, so he, you know, no matter what the mistake was. But I mean a much more serious Indian. The Indian of being Malbe Pnei Chaveda V'Rabim. This is an Indian that, you know, to not talk about it, we can see that it's mamish something that is the most negaya of all these halachas. When the Sefer Amani brought in the Torah in Simikuf Membeis, when he starts discussing the Indian of correcting about Koyre, he says, you're not dealing with the Shaila, plus the Shaila of Kriya Sataira, you're dealing with the Shaila of Inyanei Nefashis. You're dealing with the Shaila of Vayid, of a life. Rabbi Nigayin and Shai Tshuva brings down, if the Gemara says in Saitan Daf Yudin and Gemara Bahmatsiya Daf Nintes says, that the Malbim Dein Chaveir Barabim, it's Shoyepeh Domim, it's Kipshuta, it's Rabbi Nigayin, it's one of the Gimel Chamurus. So tonight we're not talking about the Shaila of Basa Bechalav, and we're not talking about the Shaila of the Chay, we're talking about the Shaila of the Yalin Fajr of killing another Yid, which is the Shaila of the Gimel Chamurus, that a person will have to give up his life, and the Rabbi Nigayin learns the Gemara Kipshuta, that if they put the gun to your head and they say, Hashem beyond the Yid, go and embarrass him. So then you have to give up your life. Rabbi Yonah says it's not a pella. I says it's only gimel chamurus. It's not four chamurus. It's not Rabbi Yonah shara tshuva. It's not fair. It's included in mitzicha. Because when you embarrass another yid, so then you're killing another yid. And anybody who ever saw Bal Koyre after he was corrected, he frustrates this a little bit. He understands. And who can forget the Gemara? In Brachas, in Davdalid, when Dovid HaMelech, and there was in the middle of giving shir to the Gantz Klai Yisrael. Gantz Klai Yisrael, Dovid HaMelech was giving shir in the Shvet, the Sugis, in Tum of the Taida, and he was giving a grace of shir, and all Klai Yisrael came to hear the shir. And all of a sudden, just one of the late sonim, wise guys, he got up in the middle of the shir, in front of all of Klai Yisrael. Can't even imagine Dovid HaDonenu, Dovid. And again, like we saw last time, Dovid HaMelech was not chayte. Kol ha'oimer, Dovid HaMelech was chayte, it means it because he's possible of doing such a chayte. So Melech, in his madrigal, he thinks, ah, so if I could do a chayte, so Dovid HaMelech. But Adonenu David was not chayte. But in Dovid HaMelech, in the Marasayim, there was epis. There's Gavan HaVeda, in the Marasayim, in something, there's epis. And Ayid, late, he got up in front of all of Klal Yisrael. And he said in the middle of a shir, in Tum of a Titan, he said, David, Adonenu David, what's the halacha ba'al eish ish? In the middle of the shir, in front of Gantz Klal Yisrael, what's the halacha ba'al eish ish? And David HaMelech says that if you would have taken a knife, and you would have pierced me by say Vega, nothing would have come out because of the blood had washed the man, turned white, the blood was gone. David HaMelech said he was inspired, arasoif, there's no, and totally busha arasoif. And David HaMelech answered this yid. He said to him, "Habal Eishes Ish Misasoi Bichenet VeYesh Loichelik LeOilam Abba." Aval Amalbin Pnei Chaveret Berabim Ein Loichelik LeOilam Abba. As a Neinu David. And that limud, it's a great limud. That's a limud. A person who comes when we're dealing with this shiloh we're talking about tonight. If he's coming to correct another yid, it's a shiloh of Amalbin Pnei Chaveret Berabim. He has to know that he's dealing with fire. So before we come to, that's why, like when I started the shiurim, when we started the shiurim yesterday, I said, I'm not in the position to give shiurim in such a, I'm up in klaytish, about kapanim, the dvarim pshutim I'm allowed to say. So tonight the Chavmaida, I'm not even talking about Dvarim Pshutim, we're talking about the Yonim Nefashis. But our Kopanit, we'll see, we'll have to say the Dvarim Kepi, Tzurasa, now they have, I'm a Vura in the Sefer Mishnah Berurah. Chazanish told us that the Mishnah Berurah, I'm on vacation now. So I don't have my Sfarim with me wherever I go. So all I have is my friend the Mishnah Berurah. But the Chazanish told us that the Sefer Mishnah Berurah, again, for those that have been hugging, sometimes the Mishnah Berurah is not like that, so it goes with his minute. But for those that don't, the Mishnah Berurah said the Chazanish, he is the Sanhedrin HaGadol in our door. Sometimes you hear from different people, again, different Zakim, again, in Chassidim, sometimes I could go with the Shulchan Aruch Rav, etc. About Kopanim, by the Litvisha, there is no Shaila, which you'll hear sometimes that people say that Rav Moshe said that the Aruch HaShulchan, because Aruch HaShulchan was a Dai in these things of Adda, the Chazanish was already Machriya for us at the Mishabura, that is our Sefer Apsak Alocha for the Litva, Sak Kopanim. But our Kopanim, the Maisa, it's a Shver Shaila, so I have to look today in the Mishabura and come out in all these Shailas with the Psak of the Mishabura. And we'll see today by the Shem again. You know, let me explain. In Mishnah Berurah and Shulchan Aruch, in two places, he says the most interesting thing. These two places, I have the same Shiloh. He says there are two places that we scream at a year. That's really three, we'll see. In Shulchan Aruch, there are three places. One of them is over here, in Simin Kuf Mem Beis, when he says that the Yid is laying in Kriyas HaTorah, we scream at him, Ksas. We'll see what that means in a moment. If he messes up in the Kriya, we'll see. But Akapan, in two other places, he says, Goyerim Bay. You scream at the Yid. And I asked Shver, how could you scream at a Yid? Where are these two places? One is in Shulchan Aruch and in Kuf Chav Dalet, and one is again in Shulchan Aruch. And I see Manim in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah. Mishnah Berurah brings down there two times you scream at a Yid. One is if he's in the middle of Chazaras HaShatz, and this Yid is in the middle of speaking during Chazaras HaShatz. So the Shulchan Aruch says a Lashon which you don't find. You came out in all of Shulchan Aruch except in this other place in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, where he says that his Advoim is Gadol Min HaSod. That it can't be. The Aver is too much. We cannot handle such an Aver. Cannot handle it. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Chav Dalet Sizayin, scream at him. Bichab Kash. And also by Kriyas HaTorah, our Yid Vesaret during Kriyas HaTorah says the Shulchan Aruch, get to scream at such a Yid. Bichab Kash. Push it in Bichab Kash. Scream at a Yid. And first that time, it's Malvin Vein Chavein Ebed Avin. And what about Chaylik and Oilam Abor? Pell? So not a Kasha. It's a very good Kasha. I should that Kasha. So Chaim Kinevsky, what do you answer to such a Kasha? No, so Chaim Kinevsky, he wrote back Kedarga Bakai, there's two words. I'm going to be Meirich to explain the two words that the Gaon of Chaim wrote back. He said, what does that mean? Ayid walks into a shul, Ayid, Erlich Ayid, seemingly, and he goes over and he hands in his pocket, he seems to be holding something in his pocket, you're not exactly sure what, and he starts walking over to all the windows, smash, 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 and then he goes over to the Aron HaKodesh before everybody's in Oyed Mishtoimim, and he goes over to the Aron HaKodesh, and he starts hacking the Aron HaKodesh, and he's smashing the Aron HaKodesh away, and he's smashing, and then he's going after the Sefer Torah, and he's smashing. Why Ichab Kasha? He's wearing a yarmulke of Zayid and Tabot. What do you do to such a Yid? Say, Rabbi, it's not right. It's not Erlich. It's Pasnish, what you're doing, young man. You speak to him in a very nice way. Take him outside to discuss it with him so that nobody sees. So I'm going to tell you what you do. What you do is you go over to that Yid, take him. Everybody has their own malchum exactly how to take him. By some people by the leg, some by an ear. By the time he gets out of the shul, if he has teeth, it's a Kasha on the shul. Okay? If he has a matter of ears, and Dalsha. Everybody teach their own exactly what you're going to do. But the Kasha. I forgot to tell you, this person is the third president of the Chris, the PTA, and oh, it's going to be Grace of Bushes. What's the answer? The answer is that I have to shield the fact that it's King Chai. What's the Kasha? Dr. Chaim, and again, Kedarka by Koydish in the Kitzel Washes, when he kicked the to a shield and a letter in Davni, and he's talking during Chazar Zashatz, and he's talking during Kriyas HaTorah, he hacked the shield, he's killing the shul, and such a person, in fact, Kashin, kill him outside, take him out and murder him. I said, get us Kashin. You want to know Malvin Bechavet? You know what the answer is? Because he's putting himself into that matter. In fact, we can't fight him as Akashin. But Shulchan Aruch says that in two places. So that, I can understand. That I can understand. To be Malvin as Ayid, I can understand. But to be Malvin Ayid when it comes to do the Oilam HaChesed and to do the Oilam HaTaiva and to come up and to say he wants to lay for the Oilam and do the Oilam HaChesed and everybody, you know, he goes and everybody says, no, no, that's him. Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim, and all the different Chesed, boy, that's it. Hagiv Hashem Ayid. And the Bamis is, I was once told a Meredik of Maisa, when I gave a similar Shia, so Ayid came up with me after Maisa, told me that in Skver there was once a Nayachazim came to Skver. And in Skver he started to sing the Niggun of Kokeli. You know, the Oilam knows, but in Skver the Minigun is singing Kokeli. And the other, they don't sing Kokeli. I don't know if the Minigun is another place. Not the fun of saying this Kila Kodesh. But they don't sing Kokeli. And he started singing, so they were waiting for the reaction of the Rebbe. No, you know what's going to be. I think Kokeli was something, yes. I think, you know, the Rebbe, it's getting all day. So the kids, the Rebbe looks at them and he says, after not davening, they go to the Rebbe and they say to the Rebbe, Rebbe, of the minig square is nishas in kokeli. It's not to say kokeli. And the Rebbe looked him straight in the face and said, of the minig square is nitzav Hashem and Ayid. That's the emes of minig square. As a male, Michal Kasher, I want to tell you one problem I have with that story. It's not nishas the minig square, it's the minig gans kalisa. It's nishas the vayis and Ayid. We don't have vayis Ayid. So what's the chat that Ayid gets up to do a chesed for the Ayid? So this Benz is Hashem, is we'll try to explain that today. And other kashers, no? But at least we know that we're starting out with a shayla, no matter what, if we're going to come in the end of the day to say something to Baruch Yehida, and we're going to say it face, we all know we're going to do it with the finest available kite, and we're going to be very, very nervous, but we're going to shayla pikuach nev. That's the kindest of us, it's computer. Let's just let me get into the sugya, and see what we have in the sugya. And Ba'emis is also, you know, you think to yourself, what's the big deal? Just go back, now we saw it is a very big deal. It's a big deal, you're going to invite Shayid. Another big deal, the Gemara in Yuma Daf Ayin, the Gemara in Yuma Daf Ayin says the Masig. The concept of Tircha de Tzibura over there was talking about that they took the Sefer Torah on Yom Kippur. They used to name Baal Peh certain parts. Why did they name Baal Peh? Because to go and actually to mish the Sefer Torah, to turn the Sefer Torah to the proper Mokim, Tircha de Tzibura. To bring out under the Sefer Torah, we're going to talk about this later, Bezaz Hashem Yisbarach, is a Shalat Pagam Sefer Torah. People are going to think you're bringing in another Sefer Torah, it's a Pagam to the first Sefer Torah. But you see, in Meritik Ezach, it's Tircha de Tzibura. I once heard B'Shem Babianka Kamenetsky, what's up, Tircha de Tzibura? Does it take 10 seconds? It's 1 second, right? I was a shamist. There's 140, 50 people over here. It's 150 seconds. It's nishtaze. It's nishtaze. If it's a 1 minute tirk of the tzibura, a 1 minute tirk, it's back 150 minutes. It's already almost 2 hours, 3 hours. As a person, I have to realize that we're not talking about tirk of the tzibura. If you're going to start staring the davening, yet, that's on the one side. On the other side, the Torah Kedosh, Ahed Kedosh, Yedaverta, Kedosh Kedosh, Yedaverta, Rabbi Kiva. One time, they asked Rabbi Kiva, in order to explain the story of Rabbi Kiva, I had to explain to him who's Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva's called La Torah Kula. Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara in Menachah says, is greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. Rabbi Kiva is so great, I always stop to places. Taisus and Avodah Zarah, that's a big debate. Taisus Avodah Zarah, he says over there, there was a few the way that Taisus learns the Gemara in Messiah, and Bishai, he it says that Rabbi Kiva didn't know the answer to a certain question. So that's like a mother. Taisus says, it can't be Rabbi Kiva, it must be Mar Okva. He says a different name, they got mixed up, the ayin, the kuf, the base. So Taisus, it cannot be Rabbi Kiva. There's nothing that Rabbi Kiva did not know. Understand what we're talking about? Rabbi Kiva was dashing kol kois v'tag b'tayga. Rabbi Kiva's kol atarekula. And the measure springs down in Pashas Yisra, they once went to Rabbi Kiva, and said, Rabbi Kiva, could you lay in for the island? Could you get an aliyah like the Svardim in those days? So the person who got the aliyah, he was also the one who got the aliyah. He laid for the oil also. He didn't just get the bracha. He laid for the oil and said, Rabbi Kiva, please would you lay for us? And Rabbi Kiva, you know, quoting Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Lamates, said, I did not prepare. Echad Kash. Rabbi Kiva has to prepare. Taisa swears it's not Rabbi Kiva because Rabbi Kiva never knew anything. Rabbi Kiva knew Hakol Bakol Mikol. So then, but Rabbi Kiva says, I have to prepare. You know why? Because Rabbi Kiva was also the one that the Gemara in Soita. The Gemara said at the end of Soita, when Rabbi Kiva was Nifter Gibbon, it was Batol Kavod HaTorah. Why was Batol Kavod HaTorah when Rabbi Kiva was Nifter? Because Rabbi Kiva used to darshin Kol Koitz HaTorah. You know, there's a mini Yisrael. When the Sefer falls on the floor, what do? You pick it up, you give it a kush, you guess it, right? It's another minig, it's not as well known. A minig is, I once heard from the Pam, Shem Rabbi Yankiv. He said, Rabbi Yankiv used to say, when the Sefer falls on the floor, you pick it up, and you open it up, and you learn something out of the Sefer. Those stuff, the emes HaKavod HaTorah. Emes HaKavod HaTorah is that I darshin kol koitz v'koitz, and that every single mashal, every letter of the Torah is hailed by me. Every letter of the Torah is chashed by me. To the same Rabbi Kiva, every koitz in the Torah. So then he understood that if I'm not prepared 100 million percent, so then I might be off on a v'im and an im and a mitzrayim and a mitzrayim and a v'haftor v'hta and thus. And Meila, he said, I'm not getting involved because the kovod atoyah v'zeret gahat for the heilik atoyah is made of it. And Meila, Rabbi Kiva wasn't willing to lay. So on the one hand, we have Yachayis HaGodol to the Baal Kaida, Yachayis HaGodol Baal Kaida. This is, we're talking about a heilik avert of the Torah. If you're off by a v'im, we don't know what are the soydeh soydehs that Rabbi Kiva was darshaning in every single tag in the heilik atoyah. And on the other hand, to go and tell him he's wrong, Hashem Tehid, the Minikla'i Sod, Nishif Hashem. It's like I say, now that's the Hakdama. Now we'll go to the Paiskin. No? And Paiskin, in Torah and Ration and Bays, as we started, he brings down Helik Amanik. Sefer Amanik, he says, it's nothing I can tell you. To to be malbin kechaver berabim, it's unacceptable. It can't be. And what seems to be, before you look inside and say manik, it seems to be the manik is saying, it's a vision, that therefore, even if he makes a mistake, and the example of Hedek manik, if he didn't say the word aharim, aharim, he said harim. Harim? Under the mensch. And under the mensch, it's a different person against it. But since he did, says the manik, what's the alternative? To embarrass the yid? What's the alternative? There's no alternative. Memela, zot the manik, go weiter, and what can you do? You can't embarrass the Yid. The Rambam, Shita's Rambam, is not like that. The Shita of the Hilkat Rambam, in fact, that is go mach. And by Emes, I'll tell you what the Makor of the Rambam is. You'll see the beauty of the Shemkite of the Torah. The Rambam says, if he's off by an ice, and the way the place can learn if he's off in the trap, he's often everything. He's often the middle eight, middle. I don't even know how to say these things. That's all there. There's middle ale, middle raw. If he's often the middle ales and the middle raws and the shvanachs and the shvanaz, if he's often any of these things, shitas harambam is your not yoytze kriyas atoyno. And we just went over to the balkoyre and the hilk is svarid him in shulchan aruch and simikuf men pays paskin like this. And they paskin your not yoytze. Yeah, nice or boy side. In s ace s vossed up the napkinin roitz the napkinin. But shitas harambam not yoytze. What's the type of pshat in Rambam? Not Yosef. And the Zohar, his mind is up. Pshat in Rambam is that when he's talking about, if he didn't say it, it wouldn't be marked. But once you say it, without the Zohar, you have to say it correct. Like the Meturgim, when he brings from Yushalmi Perek Dalet and Megillah, that they had a Meturgim, they didn't have to do the Meturgim, they didn't have to do translation, we don't do it. But if you do it, then it has to be correct. And that's the Shita that Rambam says that goes mind is. Of a man asked that Veda Menoyach, this is a beautiful pshat in Rambam. I'd be remiss not to say it. Rambam, the Maid of Benoyach, says, no, pshat is. The Gemara in Sanhedrin that Sadi test. It's Kimmat, the Gemara we said before. The Gemara in Sanhedrin that Sadi test says, if there's a Yid, and he says, I hold up Kol HaTorah Kula, except for one drosha from a tag. One drosha from a tag. Epis of a Torah. According to the Pre-Chadish in Yeridaya and Chayt and Simon Aleph, there are abundance. I hold up everything, but that I don't hold up. Such a person is apikoyis. Don't be misogynist to a minion, don't drink his wine. Such a person is apikoyis. He doesn't know the one chayik of the Torah, that. He's not one of us. They kick him out. He's gone. No. So, Hedek Rabbein Menoyach, Hedek. Thus is the Mekor from Hedek Rambam. The Rambam says that if he's off by an S, an ois, a dust, a letter, a middle way, a middle ale, a something, he epis. That's a Hedek Ois in the Torah. And Yelain in the Torah and Chalil, it looks like apikoyis. I'm shot in the Rambam. About the Panim, that's the Hedek Rambam. Shulchan Aruch passed it like that. And I'll tell the Balei Koyre, they have to know, this Rambam, Rav Chaim was mapped on this Rambam, and he would correct the Balei Koyre, even for the Tag, Rabbi Yisai. In other words, even for the Chop, and even for all of the Epis, the connection, the Shvanaz, and the Shvanaz, and everything. And even if it did not change the translation, it didn't change the meaning of the word, that's the Shitas Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. The Maisa, the Ramah, quoting a Trumas Adeshin, and Sun Kuf Mem Beis. The Ramah says, and it's clear the place can say, the Ramah is coming to be Chaylik and Shulchan Aruch. The Trumas Adeshin, he writes in Sun Kuf Payal, he says, my Rabbonim, my Rebbes, they were not Makbid on this Rambam. They held like the Manik. But let's explain the Manik. You look right in Trumas Adeshin, and he says, so we would expect, so what does that mean? It means he says, you know, Vayetzei Esav, no, Vayetzei Yankov. But according to the Manig, according to the Manig, you're allowed to make mistakes and you can't mouth and paint the Veda Barat. No? That's what you say? But the Trumas Adeshin, what's his examples? What's the examples of Trumas Adeshin when a person makes a mistake that my Rebbe's weren't machbid? He said, yeah, one time my Rebbe made the person, he made a tzedi instead of a segoil, and one time he took a chilik instead of a shuruk, a chasidish, it's a chapik, everything's being included here. He one time did a shvanah instead of a shvanach, and all the examples, he said, and my Rebbe's weren't machbid. Goyer bin Kstas, we'll see what that means in a moment. They gave a little shrai, it's like a theorem. Goyer bin Kstas. They gave a small shrai, we'll call it a small shrai. And they went by to my Rebbe's, Rabbi Yisai, Chavkasha. Why not say better? Say his Rebbe's weren't not, you know what? They were, they the person said Yankim instead of Beis, he said Maish, he said a Bilo. What's the Afghanina, no? So you know what you see over here, Rabbi Yisai, it's a mistake. And Ben Mr. Yachar Shulchan already explains what's going on over here. So Mr. Yachar Shulchan, what's in the core of the manik? He says, Manasseh, I have a Toysus Ben that brings down this medrash in Shira Shirim and Toysus Avay Dezor, that's what Beis Amid Beis. It's a Toysus brings over there, Dignu L'Ayava, these people that never, they skip out words, and they do their best. They try. I had a Baal Tshuva came to me a few weeks ago, and he says to me, Rebbe, I can't. I'm saying this word, that word, and I might be saying who knows what. I told him, come here. You're not worse than this guy. Which guy? Tosfos brings down a medrash. It's talking about a fellow who comes to say Shema Yisrael Hashem L'Kayid every morning. He says V'Oyeifto. That's not in Hasidish, that's not in Litvish, that's not in Golish. He says, you are my Oyei, Oyei, my enemy, by way Oyelam, every morning. As a result, the Medrash and Shir Hashim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at this Yid, he says, Digvelai Ba'ava is such an Ava for you. Why? He explains Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, because you're trying. You're doing your best. You're trying your hardest. Says Tosfos, quoting the Medrash, if you're doing your best, then you're trying. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rachmanis Sachayi. And he says, look, he's trying. What do you want from the poor guy? But it doesn't say anything in that Medrash over there about Kriyas HaTorah laning. It's not talking about that. The man is quoting that. In that medrash over there, one of the examples is a yid that says oyev instead of oyev, and also it says aharoy instead of horon. So what's going on over here? Is it makarepa? Is it yid, but he's saying the wrong thing? What's going on? So the Aruch HaShulchan says, the Ben Mesid in the Sefer Manik is masculine. And this is the Yisoy, Mavur Chum Fadeshin, Mavur Lama, Mavur Lama, Mavur in three places, Mavur again, Rosh Hashulchan in three places, the Shulchan Acharav says so. All the places can say this is Pshat in the Manik, is that even the Manik was not allowing for a Bal Koyre to make a mistake that changes Pshat. And we'll see Bez Hashem, for example, Chaylev and Cholov, for example, all the other cases that we'll talk about today, different examples, we'll see. But up upon him, that was never acceptable. And that, his Rebbes would never accept such a thing. But it would be a small mistake. The mistakes that the Rambam was makir on, that we're not going to be. We'll give the examples in a moment. But something that does not change pshat. So then if it doesn't change pshat, that was where the manig was makir. And then this is, what about Aaron and Harun? It's a pelag gedola. Harun and Aharon are two different people, Rabbi Yisai. So how could it be? He said, oh, Aaron, Harun's two different mentions. That was the example of Helike manig. But then this is, the different makir already deals with this. And different makir, he's talking about a shayla over there, where he said, the karasa, the karas. One is the keva, one is zachar. Two different words in Gansin. It changes the pshat for gamrei. And the different Malkiel says that if you lane, you'll have to re-lane again. You'll have to daven over. You have to lane again. And we'll see exactly how much and why, because that's something that changes the pshat. So you have to lane again. But he says, I Aaron and Haran. So he says, you know what? In our language, it's like moisha and moish. What's moish? Anybody here named moish? Moish is what? Moish is moisha. Do you have to finish up with the word moish? No, you have to end the base. In those countries, you know, we say moish, you mean moisha. In those countries, they used to skip out on the first letter. In the Spanish countries, it makes a lot more sense. Adam. I can't do it, though, my boy said, but I'm not a Sephardi. You're a Sephardi trying at home, my boy said. I'll go upon him. The Maisa did such a... So when they left out that word, everybody in those countries knew, my boy said, that they were referring to Aaron HaKoyim, but the Amis Taka, the Amis, if it was to be something that would change the shot, then it would be unacceptable. Halakha the Maisa says, hey, look at Ramah, this is the Pesach, that if you have a person, and he changes the pshat, what a mistake that will change. Chalav, chaylev, as we gave one example, and we'll see others in a moment. So then, such example, then about that's unacceptable, and there's nothing we can do about it. If he makes such a mistake, so then already he has to redo the laning, and then you do have to stop it. Now we ask the question, but what about embarrassing the yid and this? So I will tell you, one thing is clear, definitely to do it in a nice life, to do it like a mensch, 100%. And the Balkoi, we have to realize the achayis, if somebody is causing him to stop, he has to realize, hey, first of all, shita saranda, even if the person is wrong, even if he's wrong, it's not something that's not active in the Kriya. But let's say I did it not exactly the way it should be. The Shita's Rambam is not Yotze. And even if not, we'll see in a moment. But if you're not Yotze, so then he pushes the whole oil, and he's just stumbling block in front of the Gansa oil. So therefore, when the person stops him, you have to stop him with Edelkite. But he has to stop him. He's embarrassing the Yid. So, but thereupon, we hope that the people that go up to be the Balikoi, right, they know they're putting themselves into that position. And I would suggest to a person who's taka very, very shy and Edel, a person, I would suggest them to not become a Balikoi. There are other, you know, choices of jobs which are not as threatening. You can become a boxer. You can become other things. You don't have to necessarily become a Balkai Rebbe when you know that you are target practice for people that got into a fight with their wife last night. I'll go upon my boy side. The nice, but that's, there are my ads words, and there are my ads, Goyarim Baik Sas. What's the shot in this? I asked once my Rebbe of Moshe Sternbach, a guy in a girl, I asked, Rebbe, what's your goyer in Ksas? You sleep with him a little, and so he says the interesting shot. He says, if you tell him right then, a shas might, again, if it's a mistake, you have to stop him. That's not goyer in Ksas. You gotta stop the mistake. That changes shot, and we'll see what those examples are. If you don't know what those examples are, I would not be the one that stops the ball goyer. And then you're running into a shayla malbim, I wouldn't get involved. If you stop him without a right to stop him, let's say you stop him the gamrei unjustified, you're wrong. So then you were just malbim him for no reason. I don't know. It's a shayla of sma. I do know. So if you know that he's making a mistake, no. Elamai, you know he's making a mistake that's not ma'akiv, that according to the Rambam is ma'akiv. No. So in such a case, we say goyer b'ksas. We tell him ksas a little bit. What does it mean a little bit goyer b'ksas? So I'll tell you about ksas. Remember Rav Moshe Sternbach, he said, when you stop him right then, when he's in the middle of laying, you know, then you stop him right there, so that's normal, right? But where's there a big bushin? If you look in the Truma Tadesh, it's mamshim do it like this. When Chayz Rem Oysite, you know, the whole plastic is gone by already. And he said, no, you made a mistake, 2 seconds go. Everybody gets very agitated, you know? Oh, this guy is keeping us an extra 2 seconds now. No, everybody, that's a big bushin. That's a big bullshit. That would be the example of Goyer Buksas. But don't make him go back if it's already such a thing. If it's such an example already, then Ein Machzirin Oysoy, because that's already a tremendous bullshit. Akoponim. Oh. Now, examples. Examples, the MS is that my list is totally incomplete. I was today, all I had with me was a chumash. I was looking through a chumash trying to find mistakes. And I know that my dictok, I'm an American kid, what do you want from me? You know, I mean, I can barely talk English. You guys have all been saying that for the last 2 weeks. But I'm saying, so my shoyness and my Hebrew and this, you know, aren't great. But my examples, again, I'm just trying to find the most common examples that I can find that by the make mistakes that are ma'akiv. Yeyaseh, that changed the definition. Yaseh, yeyaseh, it will be done on its own. These things change the definition of chat. Yoshev, yoshav, will sit, did sit. These examples are things that change, examples of things that do not change in the Torah. For example, Mishabura already brings, Mishabura has a tremendous rich. Mishabura says, what if he adds a letter that does not change chat? For example, it says in, and he says vi'in. Doesn't change psas. So in that case, again, he's not allowed to do this, and we're goyering by psas, but we're ain't machzirin oysa. The Rambam would hold this over. But this is something, it doesn't change psas. He had maisa. He added a letter, Mishapurin Siv Kapim Dali. He added a letter, but it doesn't change psas. What if he leaves out a letter? There's Murray Kakulis over here. Mishapurin says, even if he leaves out a letter, if it doesn't change psas, in the in. That's the example of the Mishapurin. So then goyering by psas. Hey, in the in, you know, try and stop. But if you see he's going by there, or if you see that, you know, it's already too late, etc. So then, ein machzirin oysa. Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim, of course, that doesn't change pshat. For example, another example, I saw the Aruch HaShulchan, he takes strong issue with the Mishnah Berurah. He says, no. Ein, ve'im, if you're adding the letter, leaving out a letter, no way. It can't be. You left out a letter in the Hezek Ketega. You added a letter to the Hezek Ketega, Skenshayim is Azach. It can't be. But there's one case that the Mishnah Berurah is masking to. Vaniachbaliti is leit paro. Ani hechbariti, and you only said hechbariti is slave power. You know, I hardened Paro's heart. I didn't say the word ani. So it's a lack of a word that does not change pshat. Mishapura says we have no makor that if you left out a word, that's a ma'akev avada. If you left out a word, then that is ma'akev ad kedei kach. If he left it out and you're up to Shvi and the smell of the Kiddush Efter Musaf already, they would have to go back to Eilik HaSefer Torah, take the Sefer Torah out, laying 3 Pesukim, and according to the Goy, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, even though the Mishnah Berurah is Mustafik in Bir Alochet, but Rav Shlomo Zalman said, make a bracha on the laying, because if you were not Yoitse, then you make a bracha. You take 3 Pesukim, the Shar Tzion has a Kiddush. Let's say you're in the middle of laying, and they tell you, in the last Aliyah, he left out a word, and this, and that's ma'akev. He left out a word, and so that's ma'akev. Where he said this word totally wrong. Yoshev Yoshav is. Our Chasuchim have another example. Keves Kesef. It's the same word. It both means sheep, but it doesn't matter. One was keves, one was kesef. You're not yoitse. That's our Chasuchim's example. Says the Mishaburim Shartzian. What do I do in that case? Says the minig. It's not the Mishaburim. Minig of the island. Interesting Mishaburim. The minig of the oilam, he's not quoting Yishar Ephraim, he's not quoting, I'm not sure what the Mishnah Berurah, but he says the minig is, they go back all the way, you're in a shishi, that's what seems to come out from Shartzian. They go back to the mistake he made in Sheini, and they read straight. And Mr. Bruce says that's the minik. Interesting. That's why her voice died. If you happen to say, you know, embarrassing this and that and whatever, you know, go right over and say, listen, I should have broken up a shaito, but it's going to be much worse if they're going to have to call everybody up from the kiddush, Rabbi Yisai. And so they're going to be going to go on Mondays and Thursdays, Rabbi Yisai. Shulchan Aruch and Simin Reish Tei Beis and Kuf Lamed Zayin says in both places that when it comes to Mondays and Thursdays, we don't have these tremendous kvedas. And if you mess up, you don't have to redo the laning. Why? Because the Yisai Dabar is, Rabbi Yisai, we want everybody to hear Kol HaTorah Kula. So he'll wind up hearing Kol HaTorah Kula because on Shabbos, he's anyways going to hear the laning. The problem with me is if on Shabbos he made a mistake. I even saw in the Maimon Mordechai, in the Kuf Lamed Zayin, he says over there, what if the mistake was made during Kayin? Kayin on Shabbos. So I already heard Kayin. I heard it on Monday. I heard it on Thursday. I heard it on Mincha. So this Rabbi Yisai is a world war, we'll say. The Maimon Mordechai says, Hakalot Lamaisa. He says, you can be Meiko. Because for sure, on Monday you heard it okay, on Thursday you heard it okay. So you have a shleimus of having heard Kol HaTorah Kula with, you know, no mistakes. So the man you can follow the chatem, and then he says, the chayim is make like that. Shafraim on the top is make like that. But on the bottom, the Shafraim brings down, and the safe on the bottom, he brings down the Bamis, the Zayir is national, that a Shabbos ticket laning, and the laning. Shabbos laning has to be the Gamis. I can't give a psak in such a lot of ways. I would suggest be very careful about the Balikoide in general. Kol Koitz, Kol Koitz, Kol Tag, Kol Tag, you have to be very careful. That Shaila is a Shaila. Chamura Admeoi. Few more kudos, Rabbi Yisai, before we go to the next topic. This aloha of mitoich haksav, this aloha brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Simin Kuf Lamed Tesif Gimel. You have to read, you know, sometimes you have a bal koire, and the last three words, it doesn't read out of the ksav. It's a problem. It's a problem. You know, the last three words, everything has to be read out of the ksav. It's very nice, you know it by heart. But the aloha, you have to read it out of the ksav. He says, by yedaber Hashem el neishel eimor. But he's in this column. And then he realizes, Gevalt, I'm in this column of Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Leimor. And he goes back, but he doesn't read again Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Leimor. He just goes straight to the next pasuk. Such a analysis, I looked everywhere for this child, and I found in the Rav Avad Yosef. He brings down from the Chuvas, this one I have to look inside of, I couldn't remember, Chuvas, Eison, can't even read my notes on that one, Rabbi Yisai. Eison something, who says, you're not Yosef. Because you didn't read from the Vayidab, you know. So, you know, let me explain. When you read the letters Yud K Vav K in the Torah, you're supposed to look at those letters Yud K Vav K, and you're supposed to read Hashem. That's what you're supposed to do. You have to be reading from the Ksav. You know, it says Yishal Gane Yishach Yishkebeno, the Kri and the Ksiv. Your job is the Baal Koyre. It's confusing. The Baal Skema thing. You choose this profession. You have to look at the Yishal Gane, see the word. The previous guy says it can't even be covered up. It can't even be Nimcha. The Vazda once told me it can't even have wax on it. It can't be. It has to be there. The word has to be there. You have to see the word, and you have to read Baal Peh. That's the law. And the last three words, you also have to read from the Ksav or Baal Peh. It's unacceptable to not. A Baal Koyre has to be very, very careful. That when he comes and he says, Amen, say it right after the person made the bracha, you say, Amen. Don't wait 10 seconds, and then say, Amen. And this is Taka Baal Peh, the Shail of Amen Yisayma. I don't want to tell you what the Gemara says about Amen Yisayma. The Amen doesn't have a father. It's not connected to. He has nowhere to connect to this Amen because you're 10 seconds later already. You have to be very careful with that. The Bali Koyre must be careful. My Mar Musger, my friends, this is something that, you know, we're talking about never talking Chalila. We're very busy during Chazar Zashas. Baruch Shmoy, Amen, Amen. I'm going to tell you a big insight. Mamish Pikitza Nimros. But the northernmost state in mainland America is? North mainland America, Boisai. Maine. Alaska, somewhere else. Maine. Maine is the northernmost state in mainland America. It's not the answer to a bracha. Maine, Maine, Maine. The answer to a bracha is Amen. And it's not a joke. I'm a very funny guy. But I'll put him, it's not a joke, Rabbi Yisai. Amen, I don't want to tell you what the Gemara says if you say Maine. But it says very, very, very bad. So you make sure you say Amen. Woo-hoo, it's worth mil yoinim, Rabbi Yisai. So you say it properly. Let me get invited. It's Rabbi Yisai. The loch is of... He takes out a few more mistakes, Rabbi Yisai. He took out the wrong Sefer Torah. He took out the wrong Sefer Torah. It's Rabbi Yisai. It happened to me a few weeks ago. I'm using this year as a means of doing kapara and tshuva. The Ben Shloilom should accept my kapara. He accept my tshuva. I was in the yeshiva, and they took out the wrong Sefer Torah. It was a chaydish, and they took out the wrong Sefer Torah. So they asked me what to do, and my first judgment of little Tega. I mean, if they're going to go and take out that Sefer Torah, they're going to have to roll it all the way. And I knew this is a kind of tumult and dust. You know, this is the problem with these challenges, Rabbi Yisai, is that often on the spot, you have to know an answer. As I said, especially if you sit in the front. Ramta. You know, so right away, you got no answer. And my side told him, I checked the Chesh and I had some Cheshbain, I told him, Seda, you can take out the other Sefer Taida. My side told him, Ramesha would have come down from Shemayim and killed me, Rabbi Sechay. Ramesha quotes, it's up here, Gemara Yuma Dap Ayyub, the Gemara that we quoted previously. They didn't know what to do on Yom Kippur. What was the problem? Yom Kippur is a very simple problem. They have to lane, and they have two parts of the Taida that they have to lane. But on the other hand, to go in Mishta Taida, you have a problem of a ganze tzibur waiting, tircha de tzibura, and a yid time is precious. No, on the other hand, but to take out a different sefer Taida is a pekam for this sefer Taida. It's going to make people think, you know, right away people start talking, you know, there's something wrong with sefer Taida, there's something wrong with sefer Taida. So the main law, you know, so the kid says, so what do? We lay it up here. Says Rav Meisha, the answer to your shayla, if you took out the wrong sefer Taida, and that's the Sefer Taida, you're going to take this one out, you're going to have to go and mish the Sefer Taida all the way. The answer to your Shaila lies in that Gemara. The answer to your Shaila lies there. Meaning, now we have the Shaila here. If I put back the Sefer Taida, everyone's going to say, why did I put it back? It's gone to the Sefer Taida. Must be something not kosher about the Sefer Taida. It must be. They're not going to say, oh, because it's Rosh Chodesh, whatever. They'll say, nothing wrong with the Sefer Taida. Chalila b'chas. Not the Hashem Sefer Taida. Imagine, you know, we're so nervous about the Sefer Taida. Some are even more nervous. Akopanim. We're so nervous about never Chalila to embarrass the Sefer Taida called Pgam to the Sefer Taida. So we tell you, take out that Sefer Taida. Says Rav Meisha, or on the other hand, Batircha de Tzibura. Batircha de Tzibura, it's fine. What are you going to do? So Rav Meisha says, and the one, first part of Moshe said, the Ovid Kemar Ovid. What can I do? The Shaila Safik and Kemar. I don't know which is worth more. Tirchad Tzibura. I don't know. Tirchad Tzibura or Tabim Poikim Asefer Taira. I don't know which is worth more. But then Rav Moshe ends off with interesting verta. Rav Moshe says, but you know what? And I'll explain Rav Moshe. He says, you know, you Taka, take out that Sefer Taira, Mishnah Sefer Taira, and don't worry about Tirchad Tzibura. He says, first of all, that's the mimic. It's interesting. He says, first of all, that's the meaning. But second of all, says Ramesha, you're teaching them a lesson. I'm explaining to Ramesha. You're teaching them a grace, a lesson of sublimeness. You're learning now, you know? Oh, it's one of the Rebbe's. He's waiting for his wife. They say, as I am nice, and they told him, Rebbe, what are you being goyved in right now? He said, I'm being goyved in the need of sublimeness. He's learning how to have sublimeness. We hear he's having the need of sublimeness, and he's also learning Kovid HaTorido. That would have been a great lesson for these younger Talmidim, these young Bochum, that they take out the Sefer Taira, it's the wrong one, but the lesson they should have learned by Sevega is not Chalila to be Poikim the Sefer Taira, and that Lemaisa, I saw as Abba Harzi goes Lalacha, Rabbi Yisuf Chaim Zonifel goes Lalacha, and afterward, the Maisa, yes, the Goyim Rabbi Yashiv and Rabbi Yashiv Shlita said, is no Shaila that in such a situation, you should be Moichel on Yatircha, the Tzibura, and not to be Poikim the Heilik the Sefer Taira. Akkidikach, said the Harzi. What if the other Sefer Taira is more mehudar. It's more mehudar. So, but if it's not something puzzle, so then you go with the less mehudar sefer toida. However, there is one nafkamin. Let's say I take out two sefer toida, and I take out one, which is the maftir, and I take out the other one, and I accidentally I place onto the bima the one which is the maftir. So now we're ready. So I saw the mate Yehuda of Yudayash. He says, even in that case, sorry, go and, you hear Meister? Go and roll this one, and then roll the other one. You hear Meister? Meister, the place are make on that. It's not going to be become to the Sefer Taida. The Hatsi is make on that. Others are make on that, because it's not going to be become to the Sefer Taida. Meister, there's a major Shaila that comes up, and when it happens, my boy says, it's late by day. What's a Shaila? It's a Brach, the Mother Brachis and Daphnun Hay. They offer a fellow an Aliyah, and he doesn't want to take it. We'll see different reasons why. Number one, another yid screams out, hey, I'll be outside. And another time they offer the person an aliyah, and he says, what, you offer me aliyah? My father's here. My shvez, my rabbis, it does. How could you offer me an aliyah? And this, all the different scenarios, but we know this, the Gemara Brachas and Daphnun Hay, that if they offer a person a Sefer Taida, and he doesn't accept the Sefer Taida, so then they're, I can't say the words, but they're mekatzer, it's mekatzer yom v'shneisach, because he chayecha v'arich yamecha helikateida, that's our life. So if you're saying no to it, so then that's mamish cutting off your life source. And then this is very, very interesting. Because in Shulchan Aruch and in Reish Aleph, in the end of Hilchos Zimun, the Halacha is also brought down three things on Makatsa, Yemaisa V'shnaisa. One of those things is, if they offer him a Koshel Bracha, Shavua says, maybe it's not again, now that's not going into it. But that Halacha is brought down in Reish Aleph. That if they offer you the Koshel Bracha, you say, no, not me. So then it's Makatsa, Yemaisa V'shnaisa. This Halacha you can't find. You look in Shulchan Aruch, you can't find it, but you got the good. Good eyes. The Goyim. The Vilna Goyim's eyes. Yeah, look. Vilna Goyim found this halacha also in Hilchos Sefer Taida. And then Kuf Lamed Hei Sif Bach. Goyim says, you know what it says? It's halacha. They called up. They looked for the Kohen. Ein kan Kohen. And he said, Yamoi Yisrael b'mkayim ke. And he walks up to the thing. All of a sudden in walks, you know, Yerachmiel Kohen. Rachman is on him. He walks in. Kohen treason him. They tell him. He says, what can I do? Kitzi walks into the shield. And they tell him, fine. So you have to come up, says the Shulchan Aruch and Kuflam and Hey. But the Yisrael should wait on the side and give him shlishi. Says the Vilna Gaon, cryptic message. Where did they know this from, Shulchan Aruch? Ayin broches taf nun hey. You know what it means, everybody? It means because we have to make sure he gets an aliyah. Because to take him down, it's very dangerous. Very dangerous to tell you he's getting an aliyah and then not give him the aliyah. That already is a sakana. So that's one example, everybody, of this halacha l'maaseh of Shulchan Aruch, l'machzer shekel. Then we're going to excuse me, it's nun gimel, sitcha beis, he brings it down. Halacha, he's talking about a modern case, everybody. They called up his hakeza. They called up a yid for the toichacha. Already people get nervous. Rashaf used to say, why are you reading the toichacha low? Read it loud. And a yid that is missing ganz good, what's going to happen if he does a vegas? No, but a yid is scared. He has toichacha. He starts getting nervous. He definitely doesn't want to get the aliyah of the toichacha. And what happens? Not only gave him the aliyah of the toichacha. You ready for this? The balkoide is his enemy. He thinks he's going to be coming down in a body bag. He thinks, who knows what's going to happen? He's going up. The person is his enemy, and he got the aliyah of the toichacha. So look. Morgan Avram says, I'm going to tell you, it's a nice cheshbin, but it's not much worse not to take the aliyah. Because the aliyah is in the first shikimara that you're going to come back in a body bag. Mashiach, it doesn't say an Irish kite, as a bizarre, you can take the aliyah, the boys. So this is brought down the aloha, and Morgan Avram, the nice, are there any coolers? I saw, I looked around, and had like a place in Pisay Chuve. In Yoredeyas, in Rishman base, he's got an aleph, he discusses over there a case, the Talmud walks in, they give him an aliyah. Alright, I'm sorry, they gave him an aliyah after his rabbi. I should get an aliyah after my rabbi. How could I can't even walk in the room with my dad. Look at that. How could I get an aliyah afterward? So he says he doesn't want to take it. It's a pesach of his meiko. I'm going to explain this in a moment. Another case. I saw some place come and meiko. He says, give me aliyah. Yen is screaming a healthy outside. I want it. You know, if I fight with him, it's going to be your side. Verstehst? I don't, you know, what do I need this for? It's, you know, and it's going to cause. Shalom Bayis and thus he's going to be screaming, what do I need this for? I saw Shalom Nizami, he said, even if they called you up, you can give him the aliyah. By the way, tell this yid, Agav, you don't die. I think people think, you know, if they don't get that aliyah on their side, then who knows what's going to go on up in there and there. If you're not there, it's also worth a sasus. But he's getting, you know, he's getting. So then, give him the aliyah. What's the shot in all these halachas? So then, this is the lashon of the ni'iri. The Gemara Brachos and definitely explains everything. He says, when the yid doesn't take the aliyah, balgai vata. And I want to tell you something about Yisrael. I don't know if it's a hetero because I'm very shy. The Tzitzaliezer I did see in Chelik Yitzchess, he says that the person stutters and it's embarrassing for him. Those kind of hetero. That I can hear. He says that's a big busha. He's not saying I don't want the aliyah. So mom's embarrassed, it's bushes and dust. So that we can already hear, it's not going to be Mekatsu Yomov. But says the Niri, if he's doing it as Gaiva, that's when it's a problem. But if he has a good cheshbin, Penny Shai says, I'll give you an example of a good cheshbin. I can't afford the aliyah. I can't afford it. You know, you go to Zashul, I don't know what goes on over here, but he said, you go to Zashul, you know, they take you up for an aliyah, and he's coming down, and he's going to have to get a second job or a third one. But I don't know. So the Penny Shai said, that's a good cheshbin to say, I don't want the aliyah over here. Sorry, I'd like to have some spare kelp. Another example of a person, you know, a good example of why he shouldn't take an aliyah, an example of why he's allowed to be mevatar an aliyah, for his father, he feels the kavod should go to his father, he feels improper, his rebbe should go first, especially if they have the option of giving him a different aliyah afterward, since certainly we see that he's not doing it as a bizoyin to the aliyah, as sliding the aliyah, so then in such a case, it's acceptable. Say the place comes to the Mishaburim, some Kufnam Aleph, and see Kufnam Yudchetz is called Gider Chayim. This is also brought down by Allah of the Shah Fry in the same concept. Now, what happens? They called up two brothers. They called up the first brother, Beryl. Right after, the Gabbai is Dachash Medal, and they called up now the Tveit of Bididah. But the Shulchan Aruch says that two brothers is the Shah Nishai Levayin Hada. You can't call up two brothers back to back. So the Mishaburim and the Shah Chayim, they all say, don't go up. Don't go up. But quoting, you know, Allah in the Gemara in Zvachit, Avalim Allah Yerla Yeirei. But if you went up, don't go down. Because the Paisai, saying no to an aliyah is much more scary. Saying, now you're talking on the one hand, you got Ayin Hara. On the other hand, you have a klala from the Gemara. A go-go-a scary klala from the Gemara. So therefore, if you went up, do not go down. I did see in the Shevet HaKahasi, Belzadai, he declares what happens if they called up the brother, and the brother was not there. At the Maisa, the brother wasn't there, then there's no problem to call up the other brother right away. It's only if the other brother rang up that there's a problem of Ayin Hara. Otherwise, there's no problem. Like the end, Rabbi Yisai, the two more Shilas, and these Shilas, when they happen, Rabbi Yisai, wow, Lo Yaleinu V'lo Yaleichem. The Baal Koyle opens up, and he points to the wrong place. Lo Yaleinu V'lo Yaleichem. I want to tell you examples of where this is Gans Nagaya, in Parshas Boy. There's a boy right there. Kiseitse is coming up. There's like six kiseitses in a row over there. Right? So he's opening up. Kiseitse over here. Kiseitse over there. There's a baya. You know what I mean? Kisitsa, there's one also. Parshas Nasai. 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 Rosh Kiyas. Rosh Kiyas. And then he chaps and it's already too shpeit. What do you do? There's a big baya. There's a boy site. World War. Shulchan Aruch and Simin Kuf Mem. He says, if you opened up to the wrong place, that's like, good. This is where everybody becomes a Talmud Chacham. You know what to do. Shulchan Aruch says, if he opened up to the wrong place, then the halacha is that you make a new bracha. Because your bracha was on that spot. And that's it. It's not how Shulchan Aruch is passing. He's quoting Bishayim, the Rabbeinu Gershom, Gersa Feiskin, Yerad Baz. He says, no. What do you mean? When I make a bracha, I'm making a bracha. And the guy says, it's a Torah. It's like one big watermelon. I make a bracha on this side. It doesn't chal on that side. It's chal. So the Rabbi says, no, no problem. Moged Avram, he makes a pshara in the middle. The Moged Avram says, the kalim, which is open in front of you, if you started up there, the kalim, not the kalim open in front, we'll see in a moment. The kalim, you started up there, you were pointed to Vayidaber Hashem HaMoshach there. And really to Vayidaber Hashem HaMoshach down there. So Moged Avram says, within the same kalim, your bracha was on the kalim. And then your bracha is chal. And just go straight to that place. The Taz, Vissel Nebre, he's a little bit more makel. And we'll see, Meshavir quotes these kulas. I'm not just saying that. Taz says, especially Ayid, that he doesn't have a different meaning. The Mishabura's meaning, the Mishabura says, you know you take, how do you make an aliyah l'toyda? You take the sefer toyda, you open up three columns, and you make the bracha. Baruch Hu Es Hashem HaMevoidach, with the sefer toyda open. If you have a minig not like this, all the minogan are acceptable. If you don't have a minig not like that, Mishabura says, you say the bracha with the sefer toyda open with those three columns. I got my muska, you know, a lot of people are picking up the toyda over here and over there. They don't know where to pick it up. It's very simple. You look in the Sharfayim. He says, Hashem Bracha, Bona Mikoyla, Mivina. When you say the word toida, that's how you remember. You pick up the toida. And what then? When you say the second bracha, and how are you going to remember this? Somebody said, when you say the word toida, you pick up the toida. Alpapan says the task that on the three columns that are open, if it's somewhere in those three columns, then your bracha is still good. But the biggest kula, and when Manasseh Rabbi said, we should do a paskin like this. And kimat is going to be kimat, not shayach, therefore, to make a new bracha because of this kula of the Prima Gadim. Prima Gadim says, we should do a paskin like this, although they're praising the Rachel. But the Prima Gadim says, if you knew what the laning was, if you knew what the laning was, you know today's Parshas VK, so hopefully you come to shul, you better know by that point the Parshas VK, right? And if he knows what the laning is, says the Prima Gadim, then his bracha was chal because he wanted it to be chal on Mikkei. Says, in fact, the Prima Gadim, then where in the world is Gemaltius Halacha? Where is this Halacha exist bichlal? When's there a case of where a person made a bracha and he doesn't even know what's the laning of today's portion? So I'll tell you a simple case of by son. Chalamayit Pesach. Huh? Chalamayit Pesach. No, it's not like Chalamayit Pesach. Everyone knows. Chalamayit Pesach, there's a laning over there and a laning over there. And he comes today, they take out the, first of all, they took out the wrong Sefer Torah. Good. He takes out that Sefer Torah, they open up, they start laning. And in the middle, you know, 3 minutes, it's like, hey, wait, it's Yom Shishi, not Yom Ravi, what's going on here? Is that, you know? In such a case, that would be the example of where it wouldn't be enough to just turn to the place, there you would taka, have to make a new brach. Just to end off, the last mistake, unfortunately, that people make is in Simon Kuf, Lamites, is he said, the brach Asher Bachar Bonu, Nikolami, he didn't say that, he said, Asher Nasan Lamit Pesach, as the first brach. And I will be honest with you, Derech Lal, Kimat Ishaila, I'm going to talk about not Nageya, because usually he's not going to get past target practice. And Berega, he says the word Asher Nasan Lamitarius, that means he's going to get shot down. I think more or less Ishaila is not so Nageya. But if, as I can say again, a world war, Rabbi Isai, but if he manages somehow to unscathed, he manages to get the words, Asher Nasan Lamitarius, Sechai Oilam, not the Sechayim. Ah, you remind me of a voice with the Chavetz Chaim, something I can do, Rabbi Isai. Like I said last night, anyone who wants to leave, should please leave now. You won't turn into a frog. But how can I not say the word of Heidike Chavetz Chaim? Chavetz Chaim is one sitting by Shalashidis. And Rosh Hashanah used to say over the Maisa, they asked Heidike Chavetz Chaim, Chavetz Chaim at the Shaila, at the Shalashidis. In fact, Eden, where are we going to be in 100 years from now? Everybody looked around. Mita Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not the Chavetz Chaim. He said, Eden! Where are we going to be in 500 years from now? Look around, nobody knows what it is. Mit HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the Chofetz Chaim started saying 1,000 years, and 10,000 years. So Shimon Schwab said, when he got to 1,000,000,000,000 years, everybody said, Mit HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rebbe. And the Chofetz Chaim stopped and he said, Ve'evesh. Who says, how do you know you can say such a thing? You'll be Mit HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you know you can say such words? I said, hey, the Chofetz Chaim, you know why? Because we have a black Gemara. Because the Chaye Oilom, not of Isaychenu. Chaye Oilom, not of Isaychenu, was not a black Gemara. So that's how we know that we'll say with 1,000,000,000,000,000 years will be Mit HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this year he got something, he says, Hashem, Nasa, Manu, Tchoyles, Emes. He said those words, and he made the whole bracha. Says the Mishabura, you know what you do? The second bracha, you make Asher Bachar Banu. That's the Ma'ulish of the bracha. That's the Mishabura. That's what you do, even though there's a world war. Prima Kodim is Chalik, others are Chalik, but the Mishabura, he's a Sanhedrin Agod. And that's the Lach. He has to say Asher Bachar Banu, the second bracha. Not only that, let's say he says two Asher Bachar Banus. He makes an Asher Bachar Banu first. And then at the end, he makes another Asher Bachar Banu by mistake. Says the Mishabura, no, that's unacceptable. Now you have to say Asher Nasan Lanu. That can't work. You can't say Asher Bachar Banu twice. And what about the other way? Let's say he said Asher Nasan Lanu Torah Emes twice. That Rabbi said for sure does not work. But at least we saw one grace after there. Rabbi said two graces after. We saw today Rabbi said is yeah, the kreitz every tag, every trap, every mil milra, every epis mashu the tayda. People halik is dust. People chashiv is dust. And that Rabbi said that's our bakasha to the balkayda. Is the Hail Kateda. How Rabbi Kiva was afraid to come and touch the Hail Kateda to even darsh into Epis to Epis to lay in Hail Kateda. Because if you're missing the Ve'im and the Im, you're missing Epis, the Tag, the Hail Kateda, every verse so choshev. And we also learned that by side, the minute Klal Yisrael is Nish to Mevayish Ayit.